You know those days that start off just fine. And then, out of nowhere, one small thing snaps. And suddenly, you're furious? Maybe it's the driver who cuts you off. Maybe it's your partner leaving their socks on the floor. Again. Maybe it's that coworker who somehow always finds a way to push your buttons. It happens so fast, doesn't it? And if you don't know what triggered you or how to catch it early, it can take over before you even realize what's happening. Now, if you're here listening today, that already tells me something important about you. You're not here to let anger keep running your life. You're here because you want to take control back. And that's exactly what today's episode is all about. I'm going to walk you through four simple tips that can help you spot your anger triggers early, before they explode, so you can stay calm, connected, and in control. Hi, I'm Alistair Dews, and this is episode 4 of the Anger Secrets podcast. For the past 30 years, I've helped over 15,000 people learn how to control their anger, master their emotions, and build calmer, more respectful relationships. And every week on this podcast, I'm sharing the same tools, insights, and strategies I use with my private clients. Simple, practical stuff that actually works, not just theory. If you ever want to dive deeper, you can head over to my website, angersecrets.com. There's a free training waiting for you there, and if you want, you can even book a free 30-minute call with me. No pressure, just a real conversation about where you're at and how I might be able to help. All right, let's jump into today's topic, four tips to recognize your anger triggers. First, really quickly, what do I mean when I say anger trigger? Basically, a trigger is anything, inside you or around you, that sets off those angry feelings. It could be something someone says. It could be a memory that pops into your head. It could be a situation you're in, like being stuck in traffic, or even something physical, like feeling hot and sweaty. Triggers are different for everyone, which is why it's so important to figure out what yours are. Because once you know them, you can start managing them. So, let's dive into the four tips that'll help you do just that. Tip number one is to check in with yourself regularly. One of the best ways to catch anger before it catches you is to build the habit of checking in with yourself. And I mean really checking in, like every hour or two, just asking yourself, how am I feeling right now? What's going on inside me? If you're noticing tension, stress, frustration, maybe your shoulders are tight, your jaws clenched, you're breathing a little faster. Those are signs to pay attention to. And look, I get it. Life gets busy. It's easy to miss these early signals. But the more you practice tuning in, the better you'll get at spotting the signs before your anger takes over. It can also help to write down what you're feeling, even just a quick note in your phone or a journal. Over time, you'll start to spot patterns. Also, a little preview for a future episode, you'll hear me talk about what I call your early warning signs of anger. These are the physical and mental signals that your anger is starting to rise. The earlier you can catch them, the easier it is to calm yourself down before things escalate. Some common early signs: feeling tense or agitated, racing thoughts, feeling hot or flushed, clenching your fists or jaw, or just feeling like you could explode. Getting good at noticing these signs is a game changer, and we'll dig deeper into this later on. Okay, tip number two is to identify your main anger triggers. If you start paying attention, you'll probably notice some patterns in what sets you off. Maybe it's when your partner leaves dirty socks on the floor. Maybe it's when your boss criticizes you, even just a little bit. Maybe it's feeling like you're not being listened to. Whatever it is, it's important to actually name your triggers. One really simple thing you can do is make a list. Write down the things that tend to make you angry most often, and then look for patterns. Are there certain times of the day when you're more irritable? Certain people who seem to trigger you more than others? Certain situations, like traffic or being rushed? The more aware you are, the more you can plan for it and manage it differently. For example, if you know you get wound up every time you're stuck in traffic, maybe you could have a go-to podcast ready to listen to, like this one. Or if it's your partner's dirty socks, maybe it's time for a calm conversation before it builds into something bigger. Now, tip number 3 is to watch your thoughts. In episode 2, I talked about how your thoughts drive your emotions, and that's especially true with anger. When you start feeling angry, it's usually because of the story you're telling yourself in your head. Say you're stuck in traffic again. If your mind starts going, "This is so unfair," or "I'm never going to get there on time," guess what? You're pouring fuel on the fire. But if you can shift the story, even just a little, you can shift how you feel. Instead, you might think, "It's frustrating, but I'll get there eventually," or "This traffic doesn't have to ruin my whole day." It's a small change, but it can make a massive difference in how much control you feel. And finally, tip number 4 is to get support if you need it. Look, sometimes no matter how hard you try, anger still feels overwhelming. And if that's the case for you, there's no shame in getting some extra help. Sometimes you just need someone to walk beside you and show you a better way. That's exactly why I created the Complete Anger Management System, a powerful online course where I teach you everything you need to know about controlling your anger, mastering your emotions, and creating calmer, happier relationships, often in just 21 days or less. I hear from people all the time who say the course changed their lives. And if you're ready to make a change too, you can check it out at angersecrets.com. All right, let's wrap up. Quick recap of today's 4 tips to recognize your anger triggers. Tip 1 is to check in with yourself regularly. Tip 2 is to identify your main triggers. Tip 3 is to watch your thoughts. And tip 4 is to not be afraid to get help if you need it. If you put even one of these into practice this week, you're going to notice a shift. Maybe a small one at first, but it's the start of something bigger. If you found this episode helpful, do me a quick favor. Hit that follow button and maybe leave a review. It helps others find this show, and honestly, it might be the nudge someone else really needs right now. And remember, if you want that free training, or if you want to have a chat one-on-one, just head over to angersecrets.com. There's a free 30-minute call you can book. No strings attached, just support if you want it. And if you're serious about getting your anger under control for good, take a look at the Complete Anger Management System at angersecrets.com/course. I'd love to help you get started. All right, one final thought before I go. You can't control what other people say or do, but you can control you, your tone, your choices, your responses. And that's where your real power lives. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only, and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.